Pacific Mode, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot, to try to bring you the very finest in recorded entertainment, spoken word entertainment, talk radio entertainment, that your money doesn't have to buy. Although, if you'd like to, you can listen to over a decade worth of archived radio shows on our website, philhenryshow.com. We have over a decade's worth of shows because our shows are worth saving, unlike some that you've probably heard. Now,
yeah, well, what about like Rush Limbaugh?
I don't even know that Rush Limbaugh has over, I don't think he does. In fact, I know he doesn't. Over a decade, full shows, no way. No way. Nobody does. We do. So if you want to get a better bang for your buck, if you'll pardon the expression, then go to philhenryshow.com and pick up a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video every night. Go into our shop, which is, you don't have to have a backstage pass to go to the shop and get something for Dad Day. Dad Day is coming up, Father's Day, man. How about a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie? How about one of our legacy best of CDs? How about a shot glass? How about Dad with a Phil Hendry coffee mug or maybe a Bobby Dooley keychain because he's that kind of a guy, huh? How about a T-shirt? How about a hat? It's all there at philhenryshow.com. While you're there, by the way, click on the podcast banner and download episode 7. Episode 8 is due out tomorrow. Episode 8 of the free Phil Hendry podcast. The number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Here is a very disturbing story that just made me, actually just sickened me when I saw this. I'm more of a American fan, that I'm not a Republican or Democrat kind of a guy. I just don't like to see presidents. I don't know, man. I just don't dig this. There's a TV show that people like a lot called Game of Thrones. And it's on HBO. And apparently the first season of Game of Thrones is out on DVD. And there is a head in a season one scene on a spike. Because Game of Thrones is a show that sort of revolves around a medieval or a ancient royal feudal knights in shining armor kind of a motif, right? There's a head on a spike, and the model that they used for the head was President George Bush's head, and they've got it on a spike. Now, people will say, oh, what's the big deal? And again, as I've said on my show many times, you know, there's a generation of us that actually lived through the assassination of a president. I was there. I was only 11 years old when it happened, but I remember when Kennedy was killed. So I know that there are people out there that kill presidents. I saw it happen insofar as an 11-year-old can see it happen as you're living through it. But I saw what happened to my family, my parents. I saw how the country mourned. It was on TV for a saw. It was the birth of the 24-hour news channel. That event gave birth to the idea that television would be a continuing, a medium through which news could be continuously delivered. I don't think they ever even considered it until then. And then we saw Lee Harvey Oswald get shot to death right in front of our very eyes on TV one fine Saturday morning. So it was a real thing. And when presidents' heads are on sticks or on spikes, to some people it doesn't mean anything. To other people it's like, wow, this cat got his head, the president of the United States got his head blown off. Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Holistic Center. And I imagine, Dean, you have a decidedly different view of this. And I understand and thank you. I know you're having a little bit of an expo this evening up there.
Display of the healing arts of the healing arts as they pertain to kinesiology and acupressure and acupuncture. And we've had a very good turnout here this evening. We've had yoga classes. We had a Native American demonstration, and we have had the Sweat Lodge demonstration as well, which I wanted to tell you a little bit about, because there is an awful lot that I have to say about that goes along with what Dr. Sadler was saying in your last hour. But I do have some things to say about this.
All right. Well, the reason why I brought you on the show is because you have said to me this afternoon that the difficulty of obtaining models and prosthetic heads and prosthetic arms and so on and so forth is so tough that you sometimes have to use just any old model. Is that it?
Yeah, Phil, this is something that people who work in Hollywood would understand.
Now, you don't work in Hollywood.
I don't work in Hollywood, but I work... I don't work in Hollywood, no, but I know artists, I know actors, and I'm familiar, I think, with the production process. Oh, is that good enough for you? Or
well, no, I'm not trying to insult you. I wanted to clarify.
No, you're right. I don't work in Hollywood, but I'm intimately familiar with what happens. And what happens, Phil, is that a lot of prosthetic body parts are used on the show because of the battle scenes. They use arms and they use heads, and they really don't have budget to have all of them made from scratch, especially in scenes where they use a lot of them, so they rent them in bulk. One of the heads looked like President Bush. In the commentary, I think they mentioned it, and they probably should not have. They didn't mean any disrespect, and they apologized.
Are you reading their quote?
What do you mean?
What you're saying is that? Are you spontaneously saying this? You're reading a quote.
No, I'm reading this off of. I'm reading the quote. But that's how. That's what they would say.
Well, that's what they did say. But I'm trying to get your opinion.
I'm giving you my opinion based upon my reading of the events.
But you're reading directly a quote from a website.
All right, I won't read the quote. I'll give it to you the way I feel about it. They use an awful lot of prosthetic body parts, so they have to rent them in bulk.
Well, now you're just repeating what you read.
You know, what you're attempting to do is corral the way I express myself, and I don't think it's fair.
All right, I apologize. Go ahead.
You know, that's $5. That's $5. What I'm attempting to tell you is that there are an awful lot of production elements involved in doing a television show, and the hat's $5 and the hat's $5 and the rubber thing. Emeralda, would you do that? I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm sorry. We have some things that we sell here after we do our yoga, and they're asking me about. What are you asking me about? The rubber. That little rubber doll is a yoga doll, and the hat is $5. So what happens, Phil, is that they rent them in bulk.
No, I know what you said, and I know what you read, okay?
Then what's your problem?
Well, here's what my problem is, Dean, if you want to put it that way.
I mean, I've explained it to you. They didn't mean anything by it.
No, well, hold on for a minute. Yeah, they did, because they said, for instance... In their DVD commentary, they mentioned that it was George Bush's head, or the head looked like George Bush, and he said, quote, we mention it and we should not have. There's all kinds of equivocation, all kinds of backpedaling, all kinds of horse dung. And my question is simply this. At what particular point does the ongoing sort of default opinion that pervades a lot of Hollywood, that George Bush was a terrible guy, or that conservatives are terrible people, or Republicans are terrible people, or whatever it is, at what particular point does it become so brazen and so obvious that their bullcrap just doesn't work anymore?
What you're saying is, you're saying that they did it on purpose.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't feel that way. Excuse me, Phil, I've got a tickle. And it was either you cough or I cough, so...
Yeah, that's fine.
So anyway, what you're saying is they did it on purpose. I am telling you, Phil, that they use a lot of prosthetic body parts in the show.
I know what you are reading off of the Hollywood Reporter website. I know what you're telling me you're reading. What is... That's not your opinion.
Yes, it is my opinion. Yes, it is my opinion. It is my opinion... That they didn't. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I know that I have a great many friends in the motion picture business. We all want to see Barack Obama reelected, and we want to see four more years of this man's administration. You're asking me to come on your radio program and attack people that I care about very much and say that they were being intentional in putting President Bush's head on a stick. And that is not the purpose of my being on your show.
And the purpose of you being on my show, Dean, is to give me an honest opinion. What you're telling me now is your purpose of being on my show is to simply get Barack Obama reelected.
No, it's to tell you the truth about why George Bush's head was on a stick in Game of Thrones, okay? But yeah, to say it in a way that is not going to make my friends...
Well, it looks like this didn't take long, man. I'm only 15 minutes into this interview, and I've cornered you.
No, you haven't cornered me at all. No, you haven't cornered me at all. No, it's not going to be that easy, Phil.
Yes, I have, because you're admitting to me that what these guys said was out of line. You're spinning it the way you need to spin it so that liberals don't look bad, so that Obama gets reelected.
Well, and what do you conservatives think? You think that...
I'm not a conservative.
Yeah, well, yes, you are. Didn't you just say that you don't like President Bush's head being on a stick?
No, does that make me a conservative?
I think so. Yeah.
You don't think there's any liberals that find that take fault with or find fault with that?
Liberals that do that take fault, what'd you say?
Liberals that find fault with President Bush's head being on a spike in a TV show called Game of Thrones in the DVD?
In the DVD or on it?
All right. Hang on for a minute. You know, he's really starting to piss me off.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't get nervous.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk about a DVD of season one of Game of Thrones, in which one of the episodes shows a head on a spike, which is what happened in the Middle Ages. But the model for the head that they're using, is a model of the head of George Bush. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL on Phil TV and HD. We had a picture there from the Hollywood Reporter of this head on a stick, a head on a spike, I should say. I keep saying stick. Head on a spike of President George Bush. I don't, you know, it's okay. I mean, I realize that they apologized. And Dean Wheeler joins us from the Northern California Holistic Center. I don't think I've ever had anybody on the show, as you have just said, Dean. It is George Bush's head, and it was a bad thing, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything all that apologetic because we want to make sure that Barack Obama gets elected, and I have a lot of friends in Hollywood, and it's the most matter-of-fact and insincere thing that I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know what you find matter-of-fact, it is very sincerely felt. It's George Bush's head. How long do you want to beat this into the ground? Because it's a very popular show, and you're not going to, if what you're trying to do is hurt the show.
No, I'm not trying to hurt the show. No, what I would like to see, if you want to know what I'm asking about.
Well, Phil, you know it's a very popular show, right?
Yes, I know it's a very popular show.
People are going to watch it regardless. And these are friends of mine, friends, lifelong friends that I've known for years. People whose families and my family have broken bread together. And you would, what? Do you want to have it, you don't want to have it taken off the air? What do you want to do?
What I would like to see done, if you'll let me finish what I was going to say, is that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Is that there's simply sensitivity to this sort of thing. I think there's too much of a lack of, a carelessness when it comes to the images of some people, because it is sort of ultra hip. You know, to crap all over a certain kind of a president.
So you want to creatively control the show? No, no, it can't. You can't let it be done. You can't let that happen, Phil.
I don't want to creatively control the show. I'm not asking to do that.
You cannot. No, but you cannot allow people to creatively control television or film. These are artists. And, you know, Phil, I'm not in the film business. I'm a holistic health practitioner. But I have to tell you, no, No. This far and no much, not much further. This will not stand. No. I will throw my body down in front of that. I will throw my body down in front of it.
In front of what?
In front of the effort to have, you know what I mean. And
so in other words, this is a artistic freedom thing.
It's an artistic freedom statement that we must have. Otherwise, if you don't allow the artistic freedom
of putting a president's likeness on a head on a spike.
If you don't allow that to happen, Phil, then you are, then what's next? Then we won't allow what? Then you won't allow a senator's head or anything. I don't see any end to it at all.
What about threatening a president?
I think that you need to be very careful about that. I don't really know. But I came on your program to talk about the sweat lodge issue, not about this. And you sort of ambushed me because my wife just came into the room. She's been listening on the other. Were you listening she was listening in the kitchen, and she says, I don't sound good. I sound, well.
What did she say?
She says, I sound stupid. So could we please move on to another topic?
All right, that's fine. If your wife says you sound stupid, then I think I won that argument.
No, you did not. Did he win the argument, Emeralda? So I think it's unfair.
We're going to move on now.
No, hold on for a minute. I think it's unfair for you to say, Emeralda, I don't care what they want to buy. I want to ask you something. Come here.
Hi.
Honey, didn't you say that... Did Mr. Hendry win?
I listened to you. Yes.
Oh, that's such bullcrap. Go on, go back to those C words. I wanted an honest answer, yeah.
What did you just call your customers?
I called them a bunch of cackling
C words.
My wife is my wife, and your wife marries you to back you up. And I can tell you that
877-876-PHIL. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable what?
That first of all, that I said that I won that argument about the Bush head, and because your wife just said you sounded stupid, and then you call her your customers that are there to purchase products C-words. It's unbelievable.
I've only got an attention span for one thing at a time, and I'm talking to you about the George Bush head. Emeralda's over there trying to sell these women yoga books and the rubber yoga dummy, which is a one of the things that we use for our classes. And I don't see any dummies moving over there. I don't see any of the yoga dummies moving. I don't see any of the books moving. All right. So I'm having a very tough night. I'm having a difficult time.
I apologize. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Larry. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Larry, with Dean Wheeler.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Mr. Wheeler, I've been listening, and Mr. Hendry has been good enough to share with the audience his interview tonight with you, where you say that you understand about President Bush's head being on a spike, and that is artistic freedom. And I wanted to ask you a very simple question. What would you think if I put, because you said a Native American, I'm going to say, what would you think if you put Sitting Bull's head on a stick? Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, I was. I was going to say, or any Native American that is beloved, what would... I would say that is, given what Indians have been through, that would be overkill. I think it would be absolutely ridiculous.
All right, forget about the Indian then, okay? That might have been a bad... What would you say if I was to put...
I know what you're going to say, okay?
Let the man finish.
I know what he's going to say.
All right, what am I going to say?
You're going to say, what about President Obama or what about some liberal? Isn't that what you're going to say?
I was going to say, yes. What about President Obama or a liberal? Okay, go ahead, answer. What about President Obama or a liberal?
I think in the case of President Obama, putting his head on a Game of Thrones spike... he's an African-American. I mean, how many more scenes of violence involving black people do the American people want? And
that, to me, is an asinine argument. Because he is the president of the United States, and I'd like to make another point, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold the line here. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Dean Wheeler, and our caller will hold on. So, Native Americans, no. President Obama, no. So far, the only guy whose head on a spike looks good is President Bush, but maybe we'll get around to someone else's head that we could use. 877-87, maybe one of the showrunners. They could have, well, anyway. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What were you going to say? Seth MacFarlane? What a racist.
Huh?
Phil Henry.
Dean Wheeler with us at the Northern California Holistic Center, and they're having their Holistic Expo this evening. And I understand that you've got a number of people that you're dealing with there.
We are dealing with a lot of people, but I'm very happy to be talking with you. I'm just saying that Emeralda was talking with these women who were standing over our yoga. It is a yoga figure, and it's made of a very pliant kind of rubber that you use, and you can put this in the shape of the yoga position. And what this does is it allows the yoga student to better understand the asanas, as they are called. These are our yoga, our hatha yoga postures. Okay?
I understand. We still have Larry. Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I want to get back to this gentleman and the idea that George Bush's head on a spike is a freedom of expression. You heard what I said, though, about the lack of prosthetic production elements. No, I heard all of that, and I also know that Hollywood's made out of money, so for anybody to tell me they don't have enough money, and what we'll do instead is we'll take the likeness of a president and stick it on a spike, I think I will tell you right now they're liars. They're bald-faced liars. Well, you're talking about friends of mine. Well, I'm sorry that I am. I'm sorry that I am. I can assure you, I know these people are not liars. Well, I beg to differ. I think they're bald-faced liars. What do you know about the business? What is that? What do you know about the business? The business? Sir, you said that you are a yoga instructor. Yes, I am a yoga instructor, but I know a lot of people in entertainment. Okay, well, all right. And so, but you may know a lot of people in entertainment. It doesn't mean you know anything about it. And what do you do for a living? I work at a print shop, okay? I print up, I'm not saying I'm any kind of a big shot. I think that pretty much spells it out. You work in a print shop where? I live in Culver City, California. I live right down the street from Sony Pictures. Oh, well, that must qualify you. But what I'm saying, sir, is I'm not trying to presume to something that I'm not, okay? So you work in like a Kinko's? No, I work in something similar to a Kinko's. All right. And you're doing... Yeah, tonight I'm actually doing wedding invitations to a big, huge... I mean, we must be sending out 500 to some... Excuse me for saying this, and I don't mean it's not bad. To a big... It's a lot of Mexicans at a wedding. So that's what that's what you do for a living, and you're trying to lord it over me. I think I know entertainment a little bit better than you do.
Why is that?
Who said that?
I did. Why do you know entertainment better than him?
Yeah, well, you know...
This man is printing up invitations to a Mexican wedding. And
yeah, and why does that make you... But it sounds to me like he knows more about entertainment than you do.
Why?
Because he's printing up wedding invitations. The two of you guys, of the two of you, talking about entertainment per se, Larry is the guy who sounds like he's got more experience.
Are you kidding me? You know what? Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much for that.
It does. What are you laughing at?
You have got to be kidding me. Some of my best friends are showrunners. Mr. Henry said...
Hold on, Larry. So some of your best friends are showrunners. I don't know and I don't care. I mean, you don't work in the business, but you're talking about the business. Larry is there printing up wedding invitations for this large wedding.
Yes, I understand that, Phil. But it is... It's a big bunch of Mexicans getting together.
Oh, okay. See, look at the racism from the liberal.
Excuse me? What? Look at the racism.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
The big bunch of Mexicans getting together.
I'll tell you what it is, Phil. It's racism from Mr. Liberal.
No, it is not. You two have been hounding me. Hold on for a minute, will you? That's $5 for the rubber, for the yoga dummy. I don't care. I'm very upset. You can see, Phil, that I have a house full of people who want to buy different things. And
hold on for a minute.
What is that?
Now, hold on. If you don't mind, Mother.
Larry, ask him. I saw a thing in the Mill Valley newspaper.
Hold on, Phil.
Mr. Henry, I've got to get going.
Hold on for a minute. What is it's Larry's mother. What is it?
Okay, this is great. I want to ask you something, sir, because my mother saw this in a Mill Valley, one of the little newspapers you got up there. Were you caught one night with one of those yoga dummies?
That is a dirty, filthy lie. That was something that was put...
Oh, so it is true.
No, it is not, if you'll hear me out. Okay.
Oh, you want me to hear you out?
Hold on, Larry. I want to hear the man out. What happened?
First of all, we had a party, and I was drinking some apple martinis. We also had vodka, watermelon. Okay. I want to say this very clearly. I'm having a very, very special event tonight. A lot of the money that we're raising is for charity.
Well, hold on. I understand that, and Dean, I want to treat you fairly, but what was this thing in the paper?
What happened?
Mother said that he was caught by...
Hold on for a minute.
Mother said that you were caught hunching one of these dummies.
Hold on. I want to hear what this man has to say.
You know, I ought to hang the phone up.
All right, you can hang the phone up, Dean, if you want, but that'll only look bad to my audience. They're going to think you're running away.
We had had one of our spa weekends. We had had one of our man weekends. This is the weekend where we have a... We invite our men, and we do our man camp.
What is a man camp? I'm sorry.
It's a camp that allows men...
I don't know what it is. It's one of those camps that guys beat on drums and try to act like they're He-Man and Tarzan and stuff.
God, are you stupid. God.
Are you telling me that's not what it is?
Hold on, will you, Larry? Three people talking at once. I can't hear anything.
Sorry.
God, are you stupid. No, it is not people beating on a drum. It is an empowerment camp for men. Hold on a minute. Would you people shut up? I love my wife, but I love my wife, Phil, but I really don't care if I see her in eternity. If I go to heaven, that's all. If she's cooking...
Boy, you are...
Are you listening to this guy?
Shut your mouth. Mr. Henry, we had an event, and there was an awful lot of alcohol. It was the end of our man camp, and we had our... you know, we had tequila and vodka and watermelon, and I had one of the rubber dummies. And I had had too much to drink. And we had had an argument, my wife and I. And I wanted to know what it was like.
Yeah, this is the good part.
Shut up, Larry, or I'm going to hang up on you.
And so... I had taken, I think it was an orange peeler or something, and I'd cut a hole in it.
Okay, and then what?
And then the county sheriff, I think it was the Sequoia County Sheriff, arrested me.
For what?
I did not have any clothing on, and I was engaged with this, it was a rubber dummy, and it's made with a sort of a soft rubber.
Are you ready for that? He cut a hole in it.
I said, no, that's not gay. And let me tell you something.
Is that what you were... What are you trying to tell me here?
It's embarrassing enough, Phil, if you want me to keep repeating it.
You got a rubber yoga dummy. Okay, I understand. All right, I understand how things can happen. I don't know. So you wanted to know what it was like to have sex with a man?
I'd had an argument with Emma. First of all, I'm very much a heterosexual.
Well, yeah, I'll bet you are. You're real straight to me.
Would you tell that man to shut his filthy sewer?
See how you can't control your temper when the shoe's on the other foot? And see-
Shut up, Larry. I don't want to say it again. Shut up. And if your mother's there, maybe in this instance, Mrs. Grover, if you could keep him quiet.
Larry, you have to shut the hole under your nose. Shut the sewer.
Thank you. Emerald and I had an argument, and I was pretty much sick to death of my marriage at that time. I was sick of her running the business. I was sick of her fouling the business up. I was sick of her booking appointments. I was sick of her getting her rubdowns when she wants to. I was sick of her snapping her fingers and wiggling her finger and telling me to come into the massage room and give her a rubdown. What about mine? And I was angry, and I got intoxicated. And Emeralda was gone for the weekend, as the ladies do vacate when we have our man camp. I grabbed one of these yoga dummies in a fit of anger. I just walked into the room. I don't even remember doing it. I walked in. I looked around. I saw a yoga dummy. I grabbed it. I went out into the street. It was very much acting out, Phil.
You went out into the street?
I went out into the middle of the street. I disrobed.
Yeah, and then you carved a hole in it with a potato peeler.
No, I did not. I had an orange peeler. And I was arrested. And for me, the lesson of that was, one, I realized how much I loved my wife. And so for this to come back on me tonight publicly, after I'd learned such a healing lesson.
I think it's pretty funny, and Mother brought it up.
Phil, I think it's not right of this man to rip Larry a new one, you know.
Mrs. Grover, this is Dean Wheeler.
Yes?
I'm not trying to rip your son a new one.
Well, yes, you are, and you were saying that they could put President Bush on a stick.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I bet you you'd like it if you were sitting on that thing.
Boy, what a chop!
That's a real hag you got there.
Talking about Mother.
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Yes, I am.
That's my mother.
Hold on for a minute. All right, so in any event, you were caught having some kind of simulated sex with a rubber yoga dummy, and that was not public? That was in the paper, right?
It was in one of the little local weeklies that I was thankful that it didn't make it into the Chronicle or one of the larger newspapers, but it was a very small event until tonight, and it went public all over the country.
What if the shoe fits, wear it. Or should I say, if the dummy fits, why don't you...
Okay, thanks very much. Hold the line here. We'll be right back. Talking with Dean Wheeler, and a change of very much a change in course in this interview, as Mr. Wheeler, and this was something that Larry's mother found, was written up in a local weekly. He was simulating sex with a rubber yoga dummy following some kind of an event. And so I guess we are now off of the George Bush prosthetic head, and we're on to an entire fake dummy. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Smile, Hendry, this is great.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we are engaged in a kind of a conversation. We got Larry on the line, Larry Grover, actually, who's a frequent contributor of ours. And Larry is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. We also have Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and the two of them have been going back and forth about this Game of Thrones episode in which a prosthetic head is used, as Hollywood uses them, a fake head on a spike, right? Because of the theme of the show, the head that is used is a replica of President Bush, and this caused some consternation with some people, and it caused more than consternation probably with the producers of the show, because they were embarrassed, and they immediately made it clear that the showrunners, I shouldn't say the producers, HBO, the network, the showrunners, the producers, were the people responsible, and they, of course, wanted them to apologize, and apologize they did. Now on the line with me are Mr. Grover as well as Mr. Wheeler, and we are discussing here not only that, but we've gotten into a far bigger area, and this is an area of some unseemly publicity that was received by Mr. Wheeler this past week, having to do with an excessive amount of alcohol, and an indecent act with what was called a yoga dummy. And we'll get Dean back on the phone. We have as well Mr. Grover, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And Dean, you are going to leave that area and do what?
Well, I'm going to do a purification, and I want to make something very clear to Mr. Grover. I have been very forthright in my statements tonight on this broadcast.
As I would expect you to be, sir.
Well, if I could finish what I'm saying.
Let him finish, Larry.
Yeah, I'll let you finish, but I just think people need to know you're up there with your holistic, these ladies are buying, I don't know what you're doing, and you had a foam rubber dummy.
Well, it wasn't foam rubber. May I finish, Mr. Henry?
Larry, you've got to let this man finish. I'm going to put you on hold.
I was very forthcoming in what happened to me. It was excessive alcohol. It was vodka. It was whatever you want to call it. I went out into the street. I acted out in the most ridiculous way. I stripped my clothes off, and I acted indecently in the middle of a suburban street with we call it a yoga aid. It's not even, I don't even like calling it a dummy. It's a yoga aid.
No, it's not. It looked like a guy. Why don't you tell Mr. Henry what you said during the break?
Well, hold on. Will you said that you wanted to know what it's like having sex with a man.
Yes.
All right. I mean, it's more than just a yoga aid. To you, it was the replica of a man.
I'm going, Emerald. If my wife has asked me, Mr. Henry, and I would ask you, and I would ask your listeners to please bear with me. I'm going to go into our sweat lodge, and I am going to do a purification. Here's why I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the purification because I feel it's important for me to not only... Oh, it's cold out here tonight. Oh, ooh, it's cold. It's important for me...
What are you doing now?
You know, you sound like such a barroom drunk. I disgust me to talk to you.
Well, you know what? He has a right to ask. What are you doing?
I'm coming outside to our sweat lodge. I'm speaking in a whisper because I've got a neighbor over here who is...
I know, Wheeler!
Hold on for a minute. God. Hi, Mr. Faraday. How are you?
Turn that sweat lodge on, eh?
I am Mr. Faraday. This is Jack Faraday. Hi, Mr. Faraday.
Any homosexual activity there?
No, there isn't. He's...
Well, what is that now?
He's a neighbor. He's... Don't worry about it.
Sounds like the man has some concerns about homosexual activity. That's what I heard him say.
Well, you know something? And I can take you to a nut house right now where they have the same concerns. How does that feel?
Huh? What is that? Well, then that sounds like my kind of nut house.
God, you are a real sick man. All right. Phil, I'm approaching the sweat lodge now. I'm going to do the ablution, and I will do our purification. All right, now?
What the hell was that? I'll tell you, Wheeler!
Hold on. Mr. Faraday, it's all right. It's the Native American chant.
Now, what were you doing there?
Now, that was the Native. I told you, the ablution.
The hell is that, ablution? I never heard of it.
I would love it if this guy had just shut that pie hole.
Dean, be quiet.
My pie hole, huh? I've dashed up Wheeler!
Mr. Faraday, I've told you a million times, I'm not buggering anything in here. Does that make you feel better?
I don't know, Wheeler.
Well, you know, the guy, his neighbor is out on the street.
I understand. I had the dummy. God, I'll never live that down.
You and that dummy!
Yes, Mr. Faraday. All right. I'm now going to enter into the sweat lodge. And as I enter the sweat lodge, Phil, there's going to be a very noticeable increase in the heat, in the temperature, in the sauna-esque, if you will, vibration of the room. And,
Now, what are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the sweat lodge, and I'm absorbing really what is very hellish heat. It's just hell on earth.
Wheeler!
Would you shut your mouth?
Wheeler! You in there with a dummy?
Mr. Faraday, I have no dummy in here. I am absorbing the heat.
What is this? Some penance?
It is penance. It is penance. Oh, God, it's hot.
Hey, Wheeler! Got like to get your jollies?
Hold on for a minute. I got it. Faraday, shut your mouth. Now I'm done being friendly. I'm going back in now. Oh, God, it's hot. I'm going to burn. I need it to be as hot almost as if it was hell.
That's the only way that I'll ever be good at my life. What a baby. I can't take it. Call the police, Wheeler. I'll tell you that right now.
I got to get out of here because he's going to call the cops.
What are you doing, man?
What?
What are you doing? I have no idea what it is you just did or what you are doing. What? Where are you, man?
I'm walking past the equipment that keeps the sweat lodge going. Faraday just said he's calling the cops. What about that don't you get?
Well, what do you have to be afraid of?
I was hunching a dummy in front of his house. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, you're not hunching any dummies. Unless, of course, you took your wife in there with you.
Oh, baby, that all bets are off now.
Uh-oh, that sounds like some fighting words.
Uh-oh.
Let's get out of here, okay? That's the goofiest bunch of people I've ever heard in my life. Who's that guy Faraday?
Not long as a neighbor, man. And he got a load of Dean one day doing it to a dummy.
All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You know, Mr. Hendry, you're far too funny for this radio station.